بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Making muzakara and revision of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the intention that we get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only we can get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sign of that love will be al-muhibbu lima yuhibbu muti'un. Who you love, you'll be following their personality. And the greatest personality and the beautiful way of life Allah gave us to love is the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Most definitely only in the beautiful life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way of life. But as we explained, there's no vacuum. If you didn't realize this is the best way of life, you'll go to the worst way of life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and open the eyes of our hearts to realize this reality. We were doing the sunnahs upon awakening. We read in the beginning, rub your eyes when you get up with the softness of your palm, your eyes and your face. Then read your dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. And even when rubbing your eyes, you know the ayat, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Read that whole ruku. And you're already thinking and gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, when going to relieve yourself, first make miswak before you relieve yourself. That's a separate sunnah. Then you relieve yourself when you're making wuzu, make miswak again. So there's two times. And tamal you get, for each sunnah, each time you made miswak, 100 shaheed sawab. Just to bring alive that action. Then we learn, when wearing our garments, when wearing one's trouser, first put on the right leg first, then the left one. When putting on a kurta or any other clothes, first put on the right sleeve and then the left one. The same procedure should be followed when wearing a vest or anything else. Similarly, when wearing a shoe, first put on the right shoe. When removing any garment or shoe, first remove the left, then the right. This is a sunnat method with when removing any garment from the body. So we should realize this, and our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, in his jovial way, used to put it so beautiful. He says there's one of three ways you can wear your clothes, your shoes or anything, your clothes, your trouser particularly. He says one is they wear it with the left leg, a left leg first. That is Shaitan's way. So you want to follow Shaitan, so don't do that way. The other way, if you want to lose your brains and you think now you are acrobatic, so you put your chair, you put your trouser, put two chairs in the middle of your room, and you hang your trouser there, and you want to run and jump in your trouser. You see, you break your head. So what method is left? Only the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Put the right leg first, right side first, and take out the left side. And we'll see, we read it, but when we go out of the masjid, we don't notice which shoe I wear first. Many of us, we are so unmindful, we're wearing the left shoe first. And we're just getting on. So we have to be conscious about this reality. And this is the sunnah, just to wear your shoes. 100 shaheed sawab. Allahu Akbar. Then that is just to bring alive that sunnah. And we think, and can see how the sunnah, it's not, we're not conscious. That good people will wear their left shoe first. So we have to, and this will come from the men of Allah who got sunnah in their life. Then, before immersing the hands into any utensil, wash them thrice thoroughly. Today we got taps, so we just open the tap and we wash our hands. But actually we should supposed to have water in the bucket. And we supposed to have a jug. So before you put your hand in the bucket of water, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you don't know all night where your hands were roaming around in your body also. So first take the jug, wash your hands properly three times. Then you take out more water and then you start making your wuzu, etc. Allah give us tawfiq. And with regard to the zikr, the ash'ar that we read when making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, as we learned, that this is not just formality, this is not just for time pass, this is a great, great means of increasing our spiritual condition. One, it's a dua, that we're begging Allah, why we making zikr? That we learn that Allah open my heart, make it an empty field, and you come in my heart. Take out all these thoughts from my heart. And this body of mine which is just sand and water. Mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard e dil ho, put that pain of the heart. And we learn from this, we have to beg Allah. And repeatedly, then we'll see slowly, it will start coming in the heart. then raise them. When you realize the value of these poems, you will want to learn it. And you will want to read it in your zikr. And then see how it increases your concentration. And then, why are we making zikr? Ghaise bilkul hi ujjai nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Take my attention away now, Allah. Even my gazes from anywhere, or anybody or anything, take it away from everybody besides you. And let my gaze, that is the gaze of the heart, that let it be focused only to you. That is anything, whatever I need in my life, any worry, immediately turn to Allah. You don't need a musalla, you don't need anything. Immediately you're making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll just start with one of the poems that we read when we making the zikr of Allah, Allah. And as Hazrat taught us also, that when you're making zikr of Allah, then you don't move your body slightly from the right to the right and then back to the left. You just keep your tongue focused on your heart. And you think, like there's a tongue in my mouth, there's a tongue in my heart also. And as Allah is coming out from my mouth, it's coming out from my heart. And everything around is engaged in the zikr of Allah. And Allah is allowing me to make that zikr. Now how enjoyable. Now that person, when he starts making that zikr of Allah, 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 then instinctively, it just comes out from his heart. Nara imastana, khushmi aidam. That nara to call out, like how nara takbir. So nara to take your name, O Allah, to call out your name, khushmi aidam. This is a Persian poem. Our buzurgs used to read all these poems. That it makes me extremely happy, Allah. So when just to take your name makes me so happy, ta abad jana chuni mi baidam. Ta abad forever. Let me be engaged all the time in your zikr. Which shows that zikr is not just that 2 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes. That zikr must go in the heart. Now when you leave the zikr majlis, you're still thinking of Allah. And then you'll be conscious, I must wear my shoes according to sunnah. You'll go to your car, you'll be conscious, I must read my dua. So that thoughts of Allah now will become continuous. So Allah Ta'ala, and the chuni mi ba'idam, as long as I love forever and ever, let me be engaged in your zikr, O Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Continue with our lessons on Anwar al-Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa amma ba'd faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim qul inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim. We learned that this kitab of Anwar al-Salah, which was a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi, this kitab, this bayan was printed also, and it was in a kitab form, but it was nayab, it wasn't been found, it wasn't on the market. In other words, people didn't really take heed, and this kitab was very rarely available. So Sufi Iqbal Sahib was the Khalifa, who is the Khalifa, now he passed away, Allah grant him all high stages, and let us thread those parts, that he found this kitab, and when he read it, and he showed to his friends, he said, Allahu Akbar, what a bayan this is. This kitab has to be reprinted and has to be made common in the amongst the people. And people have to just read this short bayan, but it's got the whole essence of not just salah, salah. If our salah come right, our whole deen will come right. Our deen come right, then our dunya come right. But today we're putting the cart before the horse. We asked, Mawlana Sahib asked you, where were you for Zohar today? You always, Mawlana, had a problem with the computer. When that come right, then I'll... No, your computer will never come right till you don't put your salah right. So you first come for salah, Allah will make all that right. So anyway, when they read this kitab, and then they said, ah, now we are just get a brief idea what Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, qurratu aini fi salah, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah, which this is a proverbial statement in Arabic. Coolness of our eyes. And that is the du'as also Allah Ta'ala taught us. That you want enjoyment in life. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَزُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That oh Allah bless us with such wives and such offsprings. That هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُنْ. That the coolness of my eyes. That you just see your wife, you get enjoyment, you get happy. She see you, she get, and from the bottom of their heart, they feel happy. And the children feel happy. They're just happy. The father came home, etc. But when وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ imama, when you do the course to become a muttaqi, to become a person that is connected to Allah, and now that consciousness, that does what is normally translated as fear of Allah, it's actually that fear that is enjoyable. It's the fear that is coupled with the great love of Allah. When Allah is so beloved, how can I do anything, forget the going against Allah's command? Anything that is not appropriate. Allahu Akbar. That's another, we're not going into that detail. We're still a bit behind. That Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Mukarrabin. So anyway, when you get that connection, then you'll know now that that it's not fear of Allah, actually fear, how you fear the police or somebody. This fear is that fear that will take out all the other fears. And now you live a life that you conscious, everything you do, consciousness will come in your life. And just before we explain more detail here, that aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai. لیکن یہ بھی ظاہر ہے کہ بہماز مطالعہ سے ہر کوئی خود ایسی نماز ادا کرنے پر قادر نہیں ہو سکتا جب تک کہ کسی خاص تربیت سے اس کی مشق نہ کرے. So حضرت is explaining, this is such an enjoyable, beautiful kitab to read, but just studying the kitab on your own, and you'll get some benefit reading, and if you read anybody's kitab, you're like in the sohbat of that person. So very important, see whose kitabs we, whose bayans you're listening to. Any person, Allahu Akbar, while we hear on this point, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi, a mufti of his time, Faqihul Ummah he was known as, very great mufti, the special khalifa of Mufti Hazrat Shah, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi. Then the Qadiani, the fitna was spreading in India. So Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah asked him, Mufti Sahib, you read Qadiani's books? He says, Hazrat, I never touch it. He says, why you're supposed to read it? He says, no, if you didn't give me permission, then I'm scared the effect of that will come in me. And what was the position of Mufti Sahib? So today we don't think whose kitabs we're reading, whose bayans we're reading, which majlis we go. That's why our minds get deviated. We come to one majlis, and that is what Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say, maqsad-e, wa'dat-e maqsad, wa'dat-e matlab. Your maqsad is Allah, and your matlab, you get it from one place. So stick, there are many ashaykh, all true mashaykh, but you stick to the majlis of your shaykh, then you'll get this reality. So when you read this kitab, just by studying the kitab on its own, you won't get the benefit. You'll get the company of the sheikh, etc. But you'll just sursari and you won't really understand the bayan also. Lekin ye bhi zahir hai, it's obvious. Our students also, that maaz mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par kaadir nahi ho sakta. We read the anwar and it's in English also. We must, many of us must have read it. We read it how many times? And every year we even go over it. Myself, I'm minus still, far than minus. We read it, we try to explain it to our friends, but with the reality that we don't have this, we don't become that we have got the power to read that namaz which Hazrat is talking about. And that is why we think, what Hazrat is talking of namaz? How is he stressing, etc.? But when we just think of my reality, say we need the stress. We do, how long we busy, 50, 60 years, 20, 30 years namaz, and still not my posture is not even right. So this reality will only come, as it says, when you do a special course of tarbiyat under a proper guide, and then you do the training, like how one is, you do the course of the zikr of Allah, and one is you do the practical training, how to perform namaz. So here when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, that this is such an expression that we can't imagine, that Allah ta'ala told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Allahu Akbar. When you finish with your work, and what was the work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا تَوِيلًا. That your work is, and وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. So look at the system. First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he got Nabuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ghari Hira, because he was worried that how people are lost in idol worship. Allah, give me a way. And that is how Allah said, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدًا. And here also, see, if we don't understand Quran Sharif, we don't learn it from the righteous ulama, then we'll make a big mess up of the tarjuma. Baal learn will use for Nabi, so which is totally incorrect. And many people want to study on the internet. So what will happen? You'll go astray. And just yudillu bi kaseera wa yahdi bi kaseera. Whereas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking, pining for a way of life. How can I guide my people? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed in solitude. So when you take out time for solitude, to stay on your own and get connected to Allah, then fahada, then Allah will guide you. And then Allah says, now go in the morning, this nur that we put in your heart, inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Now, when Nabuwat came, this was before Nabuwat. When Nabuwat came, now Ghari Hira was closed now. That means Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left Ghari Hira. But Ghari Hira came when? Was Kurisma Rabbik. This is, Ya Ayyul Muzzammil, Kumil Layl. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now get up middle of the night. Make tahajjud, then do your call, make zikr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is crossed in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah says, Faiza Farakta Fan Sab. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that's supposed to be our object and purpose of life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Our profession, what is your object and what is your profession? I am the slave of Allah. I have to be doing the work of Allah. But my profession, I'm a ustad. And sadly today, many of us don't realize that I'm becoming an alim not to be an ustad. This is a great ibadat, to learn who Allah Ta'ala is. Then pass on this ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Then see in your class, there'll be a difference. When you walk in a class, the students, and students will notice the movements of the ustad. You're shocked. Yourself will be shocked when they tell you some things. That, hey, Hazrat, you did this. But this is when you realize that when you do the knowledge of deen for the right purpose. Not that my one brother became teacher, my other brother became this, so I'll become an alim. No, that is the greatest thing. Who Allah loves, Allah gives him his knowledge of deen. Allahu Akbar. That's also a long discussion anyway. But just for food of thought, as ulama, we should think. So Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose work was morning to night, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِيُ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَقُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. The speaker, why people are not coming to Iman? Why are they going towards idol worship and all these wrong things? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah had to console him, that we gave you Quran Sharif not to go to so much difficulty, you can't put it in their heart. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْتِرِ. That you just fazakkir, innama anta muzakkir. You have to tell the people, remind them, tell them, this is the wrong way. You can't pull them like a security guard. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sticker was so much that he used to feel like tearing his chest apart. How can these people? And like today, if we see the mashayikh when they talk, we think they're just talking like that. But that concern, where are we going to? In which direction are we getting lost? And not like Hazrat is saying, people like us who we come here to the khanka. People who are outside is even worse. When we see Allahu Akbar, you see Jummah namaz, your imam just makes salam. You hardly finish with a dua, you turn around. 60% of the namaz is out. Not worried about the sunnati muakkada, so and the sunnat namaz and all that. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after that long fikr and the whole day tiring himself, giving the da'wat of Allah Ta'ala and crossing that like similarly the pious servant, then Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Now in the middle of the night, in your private time, if towards your Rabb, فَرْغَبْ. فَرْغَبْ means have, like how you looking, pining for something. You know now I'm tired and I'm hungry, and you feel, hey, I hope they cook this food today. And when you just see it, how you just eager and you get happy for that food. So now what is the real food of the Ahlullah? The zikr of Allah. That is their food, and this is that when now they sit in the daytime, even Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah is saying, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Mahmood Sahib says that I was on this journey with Mawlana Ilyas Sahib, and pious people also were there. But he says when we went to Mewat and came back, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib says the effect of the people came on my heart. Now I have to go to Saharanpur, I have to go to Raipur, and go and sit in the company of those mashayikh and make zikr 3 days. Or if I can't go there in my own masjid, I'll sit itikaf 3 days. And today we're just doing and we think, no, I'm giving a lot of dars, I'm not involved in alami fikr, If you don't have nothing inside, how are you going to be telling people? Like Hazrat explains that you hear there's a lot of drought in one place, no water also, and you got a horse and trailer and you're transporting water also. Now you get overtaken with Josh that you don't even see whether the truck is full or empty. You take the keys yourself, you're not even telling the driver, drive the horse and trailer. And you're going, now you come to that village, you open the sail, oh, no water. So what are we going to deliver? You can't give people empty. So like that, myself also, what are we delivering to the ummah? When we don't do the scores, then we'll understand what enjoyment, release. And then we'll be looking eager for salah. We'll be pining when I can. I mustn't miss my salah. But as we'll explain and as it is repeated over and over, the scores of connection with the Ahlullah, if you don't do this connection with the Ahlullah, then it is like a person, Allahu Akbar. You're getting married, your father gave you money, can buy all the appliances, everything. And now you got your house, you furnished everything, you got aircon, everything. Now they all came looking around, mashallah, everything is in order. Now your father tell you, put on the aircon, you pressing the switch. You say, what so? You say, did you get the electrician to wire you? Say, no, you never tell me about the electrician. You just told me buy, so you can get all the appliances. But if you don't do your wiring, like that, we got namaz in our life, we got tilawat in our life, we're making zikr, but there's no wiring. And that you have to, and that also Hazrat explained, you say I'm a positive man, I only want positive wires, I don't want negative wires. You say, oh, tell Qiyamah you won't get current. You have to have positive and negative. Like that, we're making tilawat, but we're not staying away from looking at the haram pictures, etc. So you have the negative ibadat, which is also farz. Nahi anil munkar, that you stay away from haram. When both those things get connected by the mashayikh, when they do our connection, then you'll see. Now you realize, Allahu Akbar, gunah se bachna aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Now to save yourself from sun won't be like an effort, it will be enjoyable. Otherwise our Dada Shaykh says also, that you to Allah Ta'ala se taalluq paida karna bahut mushkil hai. That like that, to get connection with Allah is not an easy thing. It's a difficult course. But kisi Allah walo ki haat pakro, phir dekho, aasan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. But hold the hands firm of a friend of Allah who your heart takes to, and follow his cause. Not with the intention that I must become a big khalifa or whatever. No, I must get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. And as we learn, don't think now in 1-2 the suffers or 1-2 itikaf and I'll get this connection. It's a lifelong journey. They themselves, as they progress, they realize we're still far, we're still far. So this connection, and this is juju dawaki maraz barti gai. This is such a sickness. The more you go to the doctor, your sickness increases. You want more medicine. This is what that sickness, the pain, or this is what dard-e dil is. The pain of the love of Allah. You got the pain, and you're going now for tablets. They tell you, make more zikr. Now you make more, and now you see zikr is coming alive in my heart. First I thought I was making zikr, enjoying, even tears were coming out of my eyes. But then I realized it was just empty zikr. So like that, Hazrat explained, then what is qurratu ayni fi salah? That enjoyment in salah is not like now we see our trend. Before, in the early days of our pious elders, the ulama of the past, namaz, zuhar namaz, particularly on weekends, Sundays, public holidays, was one time, like other namazes. 1 o'clock azan, 1:15. But then they made it early. So Hazrat says, if they made it earlier, like 12:30 azan, and then Jamaat 12:15, whatever the case may be, in different places, if you did it early with the proper intention that now more people will come for Jamaat namaz, then it's still okay, and read their namaz with itminan, then it's okay. But if we did it for this reason, it's Sunday today, let's go finish our namaz finish, then the whole family will be there, we can have a proper meal. So what is the object? Where is qurratu ayni fi salah? Your coolness of your eyes is there in the food. And that is why that masala comes up in the mashayikh, the shaykhul hadith, they teach it that al-asha and asha and isha. is two words and see the difference. Just one zabar and one zail, one fatah and one kasra, and change the whole meaning. So that's why the tajweez is also so important. Just one zabar will change the whole meaning of Quran Sharif. And just that encouragement, when you don't have the right encouragement, now we'll be going for a zohar that we'll finish quickly and then we'll start our meal. Now you won't say, no, wait, when we come, we'll take our zohar with itminan, then we'll come. So Hazrat explained that, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that when it's time for Isha namaz, for example, and Asha, supper, both is ready, and you are hungry also. Now what must you do? Must you first go and read your Isha namaz, or must you first eat your supper? Then, the masala is, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, first have your Asha, first have your supper, then you go for your Isha. So the students in Hazrat Shaykh, Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and many other madaris, they asked the Shaykhul Hadith that, Hazrat, now if we're going to make Asha first, supper first, then Isha will be gone. We'll miss our namaz with Jamaat. So Hazrat said, Tera Sahaba Rajam ka khana, Tera Bawa jaise thore the. Their food was not like ours, as Hazrat explained yesterday, with regard to just the dastarkhan alone. What a long procedure to set the dastarkhan. Then the food takes another 10 minutes to come, etc. So Hazrat says, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and like Hazrat says, and teaches us here also, when we start correcting our salah, then all will realize what is the simplicity all about. Otherwise we're thinking, hey, they're too hard, man. We can't, today's time you can't do that. But when this reality comes, then you yourself will realize. And you'll be making tawbah. How I led a life like this? And it doesn't mean now we see buzrugs also eating why they eat. No. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar, used to say, jab pet mein aan thi, aur muh mein daan thi. Phir kuch nahi tha dastarkhan par. He says, when I had proper intestines in my stomach and I had teeth in my mouth, then my dastarkhan was empty. Now, jab muh mein daant nahi, pant mein aant nahi, now I don't even have teeth and I don't even have intestines in my stomach. Now the dastarkhan is full, and 28 countries are, Ghazi sahab, Damat Barakatum explained, Muhammad Ghazi sahab, that one time so many people brought food who came for itikaf, etc. But Hazrat Shaykh couldn't eat anything. And why? To make the people happy. Okay, put your food down. Put your food. And we, Hazrat Dada Shaykh used to say, if we don't do this cause for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then like one murid said, that Hazrat, aapke saath safar mein bahut maza hai. Ke subah se sham tak murghi hai murghi. Say, oh, bewukuf. You made intention to come for chicken on my safar. If you made intention, murghi ke peda wale karne ke liye aaye, that I came to learn who created the chicken. Then you'll get the real thing and chicken will come by the way. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that in our own homes, in our private life, etc., this is what we should try to come to, simplicity. So then you see how you will finish your Isha so quick. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that we want these things in our life, but without a proper cause, then we'll find, Allahu Akbar, a person, you can become a great alim also, but you still won't get that understanding, qurratu ayni fi salah. Like me, for me to say here, this is, I'm just revising Hazrat Bayan, it's far from reality in me. But we talk about it, try and make dua, and beg Allah for this. Even we get one iota of the reality, or we think we want this, inshallah, Allah's kindness. As we heard in the kitab also yesterday, you try to become hafiz, you didn't become, Allah will write you among the hafiz. So let us make a month, a want to get this reality of this nisbat, connection with Allah, and then do the cause properly. Otherwise you can become a Shaykhul Hadith, you can become a great mufassir, but you still won't have this reality. Like it is said of Shaykh Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayh. He was a great mufassir, great alim of his time, hadith, tafsir, and used to, lot of students used to have, and teaching and mutala at night. But he had one friend, Mawlana John Puri rahmatullah alayh, who knew that this man is a diamond. But he's just got the outward shell. It needs to, he's got it, he's a diamond, but it's not polished. So he can't get, the reality of his is not coming out. So he used to tell his friend, and this is a real friend, says, come with me to the majlis of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi. So now when you're in that field, alim teaching hadith, etc., and you still don't know reality, then you say, tum log chuek jaise is Buddha ke samne baithe hai. You're like mice in front of this old man. I don't have time for that. I have to make mutala, etc. But he keep on, then he told him, okay, you just come. If you benefit in the majlis few minutes, you sit. If you don't benefit, then go away. So just clicked in his mind. And he said, okay, come, I'll come with you. You're telling me, come every time. I'll come, I'll sit few minutes and see. And then when he has Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, a great mufassir of his time, orator, etc. When he came in the majlis of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, then he heard one bayan, then he couldn't leave the majlis. And he says, malum nahi kis andaaz se Hazrat ne bayan ki, ke aisa malum hota hai ke aaj hi Quran nazil hua. He says, I don't understand how Hazrat made bayan. That it seems like Quran Sharif just came down to me today. And how many years he was teaching Quran Sharif, giving dars of tafsir, etc. So then, Allahu Akbar, he couldn't leave the majlis. Then he did, at night he was going to go back, he must make mutala, etc. But then he saw people are staying in the khanka. So he asked Hazrat, can I stay in the khanka tonight? But condition. Hazrat says, yes, you can stay. What's your condition? I can't get up for tahajjud, because I have to make us to give dars tomorrow, and then I can't search for the zikr majlis. Hazrat said, that is not for us. You don't worry of that. As long as your fajr namaz is made, that's fine. So you don't have to get up for your tahajjud. You don't have to sit in the zikr majlis. But he stayed in the khanka, and then we see normally tahajjud time people are getting up. You hear the sounds, etc. So now when he heard people getting up, he said, now I'm turning and twisting. Let me also get up. And this is the barakat of knowledge also. Even if you still don't have reality, when you see something is happening, you'll want to do that thing. And then this reality will come. So Hazrat, he said, let me also get up for tahajjud. And when he read his 2 rakat tahajjud in the company of the ashikin, the lovers of Allah, Hazrat Tanvi and all the other murids, and that's what we should be, coming with this intention. I want that ish, that burning love of Allah Ta'ala. Even if we don't know the reality, but we beg Allah Ta'ala, Allah is so kind, Allah gives as you desire, be a talib. So when he read his 2 rakat tahajjud namaz, then Allahu Akbar, he said, wada aane ki akhiri shab mein, subah se hi intizar hai sham mein. Now I realize Allah Ta'ala's office is open 24/7, but the special time is tahajjud time. And that is the time when Allah comes, and like we see, Allah taught us, Allah is Rabbul Alameen. But when we go into ruku, sajda, Rabbi Al-Azim, my Rabb, my Allah, Allah is now close to you at that, especially tahajjud time. And that is when we did this reality of this cause. And then we understand what is Qurratu Aini bis Salah. Then 1-2 rakat of tahajjud, what and where you will go, how close to Allah Ta'ala. So he says, all day I'm waiting when tahajjud time is coming, when tahajjud time is coming. Otherwise, Allah's doors are open 24/7. Allah's doors is not like you phone any company anywhere. They say, just hold on the line. If you want English, press 1. If you want this language, press this and that. And then you are number 7 in the queue. And don't worry, we're giving you full attention. And if you speak to the, when your time comes, half the hour is gone already. You even forgot what was your complaint. In any case, when you speak to the person, he doesn't know how to help you. You ask him for a supervisor, they say, no, he's in a meeting. So by Allah, that is nothing like that. Allah, you don't understand language. You're dumb also. Allah knows the language of the heart. Then when Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he finished his tahajjud. Then Allahu Akbar, zikr majlis started. And when he sat in the zikr, he didn't want to sit for zikr majlis. He had to go back. But he sat in the zikr majlis. And then after that majlis, he said, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Naam lete hi zikr, nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taasir e door e jaam hai. He says, oh Allah, when I just took your name, I went intoxicated. Now we understand why the buzurgs use this, the similitude, that it's like passing the wine glasses. He says that they, people, they pass the wine glasses, we think they're enjoying themselves, but they lost. And like Allah Akbar, one of our elderly ulama Hazrat explained, Mawlana Musa Nomani Rahmatullahi was a very jovial person, and he was a very Jalali person also. His name was Musa also. And he used to give bayan, he had a deep style, he used to have a asa. And he's explaining about Musa alayhi salam, used to walk with his stick in the masjid. He said, Deko Musa chal raha hai. Musa alayhi salam is walking. But that was, and but they did lot of work of deen, staying in Pitratif. That was the area that people were involved in bid'at. So he says that you see these people going to the bars, the taverns, etc. In the early days it used to be written bar in red, B-A-R. But in Gujarati he says bar, what does bar mean? In Gujarati bar means bar, stay outside. He says it's written in red, they say bar, but you see people just under jara, they only going inside. So like that, when we realize what is this goblets they talk about, and we'll think now why they talk about goblets in the dusting. This is to teach us what is the real wine. The real wine is the love of Allah, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll understand this. And Allahu Akbar, when you do your call and you go to the right mashayikh and they want to put us on proper training, then people also won't understand. Hazrat explained in one town there was a great mufti sahab and he was doing lot of work and people used to give bayans. People say very good bayans. But in reality he himself realized, I'm giving bayan everything, but I don't see effect in my people. I don't see this love of Allah. I think it's not in my heart. So he realizes a great buzurg close by to him. He went to that buzurg and said, Hazrat, I want this. This wealth is in your heart. So you got this love. He said, if you want it, you'll have to stay here by me. You'll have to pass time here, stay a whole year by me. So he said, I'm prepared. I'll leave my imamat, I'll stay here. My wonders. And when we realize what is this value, then we'll come with that eagerness, not just to pass our time in itikaf, but every majlis, Hazrat says, clear your heart, I know nothing, I don't know anything, even we came 100 majlis, just come with an open heart, and then see the same bayan you might have heard, the effect is different. So this Shaykh said, right, you stay here, but from today you're not allowed to give no bayans. So now his people of his town that was close by, they say, where's Hazrat? He's gone to that place there, he's staying there. Say, what's wrong? Now they say, Hazrat, come give bayan. Say, I'm not allowed to give bayan. Who said? Your sheikh. Say, what kind of sheikh this is? You giving bayan and you say, you can't give bayan. So people who don't know value, they'll object. They'll say, what kind? This person is not the sheikh. He's stopping the people from making tabligh. Like we say, we making alimi fikr. And they telling us, come to the khanka. Whereas we don't have the reality, and how we going to make alimi fikr? Let the reality come. And that is what Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to stress, that learn to make your zikr, and learn to make your ta'aleem, then see the effect of the work of tabligh and da'wah. And anything, whether you are teaching, even in the khanka, if we come, myself for example, we come, we making zikr, but that reality is not coming, then there's no effect in the people. But when you do this course, so the sheikh, he did this course, then his sheikh started hearing that he's making tilawat also. And when he makes tilawat, he cries, he's enjoying it. So Hazrat said, no more tilawat for you also. Because many times we think we're enjoying the tilawat, but it's just our nafs. He knew the meaning, but he knew the outward meaning. So you get that a limit of enjoyment. Now, no tilawat for a while. So people say, what is this, a zindiq? What kind of sheikh is this? He is like gone off the line. But he did his, if you are genuine sheikh, genuine murid, and you got ikhlas, Allah will give you accordingly. If you are genuine, if you come with a proper ikhlas, and you go to the sheikh who is a proper sheikh, he doesn't want to keep you in his pocket. He doesn't see, oh, this is a rich man, hey, I pocket this man. So if I need something, I'll say, hey, that car, you know, it's a nice car, so this man will organize it. No. How he got connected from his sheikh to Allah, he wants to connect us to Allah Ta'ala. So that way they will connect us. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Tami Rahmatullah Ali gives us example. If the sheikh is not sincere, the murid is sincere, the murid will still get his sheikh from Allah Ta'ala. But the sheikh, he'll be losing out totally. So Allah give me, all of us, as we learn, ikhlas, the niyat is important. So Hazrat said, one murid went to his sheikh and he said, Hazrat, I had a dream last night. He says, what dream? He says, I had a dream that there was honey on my finger and there was a stool on the other finger. So he says, reality, you got stool on your finger, so you in line with dunya. And honey, so Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, before you give the full interpretation, just wait, I didn't finish the dream. So he said, what's the dream? He said, the finger was stool on my hand, that was in your mouth. And the finger with honey was in my mouth. So then the sheikh kept quiet, that he is keeping contact with this murid because of the dunya. And this murid is keeping contact with the sheikh because he wants the honey. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize, when you got the right intention, Then you'll see Allahu Akbar. So this Shaykh, this person, this great Ali Mufti, he listened to his Shaykh. And his object was to get the love of Allah. Well, after that 7-8 months, not the year passed, and the Shaykh saw his maid, he gave him Khilafat. He says, now you go back to your masjid, start doing your work. He says, how many years I've been giving bayan? No effect on the hearts of people. That one bayan I gave, I saw the whole masjid became waliullah. They became the friends of Allah. So the noor is from heart to heart. When that reality, then Hazrat says, Tumhara bayan, our Dada Shaykh used to say, Tumhara bayan, bayan hoga. Tumhara tilawat, tilawat hoga. Tumhara kirdar badal jayega. Raftar badal jayega. And kuftar badal jayega. Your way of walking will change. Your way of talking will change. Then your bayan, Hazrat Anwi Rahmatullah Ali himself used to say, that in the start when he was in Khanpur, he was a young alim and very well-talented, etc. But he still didn't have contact with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. He just finished his course, start doing work. And like Hazrat says, that is like a doctor who doesn't do housemanship. If you get the doctor, and on the other hand, like here we learn, by just making mutala of this kitab, you won't know the reality of namaz. It's like today a person go to the library reading medicine, kitabs or books of medicine, and you say, I'm becoming a doctor. When you finish read all the books and he wants to open a surgery, government will lock him up. Then what will happen? And even if he learned doctor in the right university, but then he didn't do his housemanship, then it will be like a person who went for operation. And he went for operation, young man, first operation of his life, he's worried, he's just got 2-3 kids, young kids. Now he's shivering. So the doctor asks him, what's wrong? Why are you so panicky? He says, doctor, first operation of my life. And I'm scared what will happen, whether I'm going to get up alive or not after you put me anesthetic, etc. So the doctor, to give him itminan, he said, my friend, don't worry. It's your first operation, it's my first operation also. And then the doctor had his books open, that now he must see where how must start. So what will happen? Like that, we Hazrat says, we as ulama also, and even people who see these people, they come from the khanka, etc. But if we don't beg Allah and we don't do our cause properly, then we'll be doing operations. One bayan is operation. People ask you, I have a problem, husband and wife, it's operation. So like that, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, before I made contact with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, then my condition should be such, I used to give bayan and shake, and the whole mimbar used to shake. But the hearts of people never used to shake. When I built connection with my Shaykh, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah, and look, Haji Saab was not an official alim. He didn't have sanad, like we got our big sanad, we can't even read it properly. Haji Saab didn't have a sanad, but what he had, Allahu Akbar, people ask, great big people, like Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, great. You people are great scholars. And they were pious people also on that level. But he says, what you're doing by Haji Saab? He's a Haji Saab. He's not a, he says, in what we learned in the madrasa, the kitab, we just got, like you go to a restaurant or you go to a sweetmeat shop, you say, what you got? They give you the paper. This is what we got. We got jalebi, we got barfi, we got, you read about it. He says, we in the kitab we read how tasty is namaz. How tasty is tilawat. But here by Haji Saab, he gave us the taste. So the taste, the real thing is to know about the pudding. But you didn't taste it. So when you taste the pudding, then we see brothers coming from far, from overseas. Why they come to the khanka here? Because they want that taste, that real ishq of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. That Hazrat says, till you don't do a proper cause of the marifat of Allah Ta'ala, and then the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and continuously, and then you learn practical namaz also. As Hazrat is starting here from the beginning this year also. And every year Hazrat has changed, stressed upon it. But tell myself, far from reality. My outward namaz, we just come in. Because like we say, when you're not connected to Allah in namaz, outside namaz, where are we going to get connected to? But like Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi, when he got this connection of Allah Ta'ala, then forget, in the outside of namaz, you connected to Allah. You don't forget to read your Bismillah. You don't forget to read Bismillah Tawakkal to Allah. Otherwise, we give big bayan on the sunnah, and I don't read it myself. So Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. So Hazrat says, uski mask na kare. You don't make mask, you don't practice on it. You don't go, you read the kitab. I got Anwar al-Salah, I got the bayans on the series also. But, kyunke saadaton ki usool mein adatullah is tarah jari hai, ke kasb aur mehnat karni padti hai. Phir us par atai wahabi taur par hoti hai. Because he says, this one is the Qudrat of Allah. Qudrat of Allah is beyond. But Allah has made Sunnatullah. The system of Allah Ta'ala is that you use the Asbab. But don't think that Asbab is going to give me the reality. Asbab is not my God. You use the Asbab because it's Sunnat. So like we just think of Asbab in dunya, but in deen also there's Asbab. Like to come here to get this connection of Allah Ta'ala, that is the Sunnat of Allah. You want to become Hafiz. You don't just go, now you got, your father got the application for you and they said accept it. But now you don't go madrasa. Now you say, I got diarrhea and you're scared to go. Where are you going to do this thing? You have to go and go to make that, do that, that, go through that difficulty, get up early in the morning, feel the difficulty, etc. And like when we come, and today's tasawuf, the mashayikh are very soft because we got a plastic zamana. And anything they tell us, they just tell us something, do this right, and then next day we don't want to come back to the khanqa. In the early days, if we hear how the mashayikh did the treatment of their murid, we'll be shocked. So anyway, so Hazrat is teaching, this is the sunnah of Allah. And that is why Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true, righteous, pious servant. And then come with the open heart, with the empty mind. Listen attentively. The closer you sit to your mashayikh, and you sit with them, keep, like Allah Ta'ala says, when we created you, Allahu Akbar, that you didn't know anything. Then for waja'ala lakum as-sama wal-absar. Allah gave you ears and Allah gave you eyes. And the ears, why first the ears? When you were in the womb of your mother, your ears were working already. That time you were already hearing your mother make tilawat. Your mother is reading. All that was going in your heart already. Then when you came in the world in the early days, first 7, 8 days, our eyes were closed also. So it's too bright for the child. Slowly they used to bring light and then open the child's eyes. Today, we Allahu Akbar. We want to be al-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. And wakana al-insanu ajula. Man wants to be hasty. Wants things very quick. So we see, you hasty, Allah Ta'ala give you a fast life, you go so fast. And so, first, keep your, in your mashayikh, if you want to benefit, keep your ears open. And keep your eyes open. See how they do things. And listen to what they do. Keep your mouth closed. Then it will go into our heart. Then Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim, Akhtar Sahib Rahmatul Alayhi himself, he says, I used to sit in my Shaykh's company, and like an ordinary student, and then when after that, when Hazrat passed away, etc., and he started giving bayan, and then Allahu Akbar, before that, when he wrote Ma'arif and Masunawi, and then one time, what his Shaykh, they went to Allama bin Nuri Rahmatul Alayhi, and he was like an ordinary student. So when they read the Ma'arif-e-Masnavi, they said, who wrote this? He said, that person. Say, he's like an ordinary student. He said, Allahu Akbar, la farqa baynahu wa bayna Mawlana Rum. There's no difference between him and Mawlana Rum, rahmatullahi. So when Hazrat stayed in that company, and today we see, till today, you hear the bayans of Hazrat, our Hazrat, it just goes into the heart. And then if we keep our heart open, then we'll realize. So like this, Hazrat says, this is the system of Allah. Although the adat, the kudrat of Allah is beyond it. Chunanchi Allah Jalla Jalalu ki rahmat agarche kisi illat wa sabab ki muhtaj nahi yaqtasu bi rahmati man yasha. Lekin inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsinin bi farmani ilahi hai. Although the system of Allah is not in need of asbab. That you have to do, come here, Allah can make you an hafiz without that also. Allahu Akbar. There are incidents mentioned also, but there's no time for all that. But just one, two simple incidents to realize. There were those great people that once upon a time, you take their names, although just for example, to talk of any what they were, but this is to take example. Malik ibn Dinar, what was he? He was a habitual drinker. Fuzail ibn Ayaz, highway robber. And Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim ibn Adam, rahmatullahi, was a big king in his palace. And how Allah Ta'ala changed his life. One incident is mentioned, there a person on his roof, but he's walking middle of the night. He heard noises in his private room, somebody on the roof. Immediately he sent his guards, what's happening? Go and see who's there. When he went up, they saw, they brought the person. He says, what you want? He says, I'm looking for my camel. He says, idiot, first of all, how you came into the palace? And then where any foolish person can find a camel on the roof? He says, if I'm in idiot and I'm a foolish person, then how are you going to find Allah in your palace? When that hit his heart, he gave his manasa, you run the government now. He took an old blanket, he went to sit on the rubber side and started making muraqabah and started making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then there's a long incident how Allah made him a great wali. So Allah can choose, yaqtasu bi rahmati may yasha. Allah chooses out of his mercy whom he desires. And our Dara Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, when we read these ayats, we used to say, Allah, in the wasila, we beg you through the wasila of this ayat, make me among those who you desire, just you engulf in your mercy. Then Allah Ta'ala, one is we have to make an effort, but Allah yajtabi may yasha. Who Allah wants to pull, He'll just pull. Our effort can do nothing. And that is why Hazrat teaches us, you want your islah to be made, beg Allah, Allah, I try, I can't do nothing. I have intention, my intention is useless. You said, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Nobody's islah will able to be made, by and never ever, but those who Allah, بِرَحْمَتِي وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ, if it is not Allah's fazl and mercy, Allah will not. So Allah, we beg you through this wasila of this ayat, let your fazl and mercy be among, make me among those, may yasha. Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say it like that, that those who you desire, just desire me, O Allah. But do the, and Allah's system is, inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muslimin. On the other hand, many people say, like shaitan fool you, no, go do that sin, then you'll make tawbah. Allah is very merciful. Yes, Allah is merciful to who? Inna rahmatullah qareebun min al-muhsinin. Allah's mercy is close to those who try to become good. If you drive properly, then Allah's mercy will come. He'll let you reach your destination. You drive like a maniac. You don't obey the rules of the road and say, Maulana, make dua, I reach my place safely. Impossible, Allahu Akbar. Like our Hazrat explained, one great alim Hazrat says, his maktab ustad, Hafiz Sallu Rahmatul Alayh, a person came to him and said, in the early days, well, Hazrat, I'm sending my daughter to UK. She's going to become doctor, because that time South Africa, they couldn't get entrance university, non-whites. So make dua, she's alone, she's going to stay there. So Hazrat was Allah wala. He kept his head down, then he lifted his head, he said, bye. You sending your daughter in the rain and Amas make dua, Allah don't make him wet. So like that, on the one hand we say, Allah must just cover me in my mercy. But Allah's system is, try to come under the mercy of Allah. Today we out of the umbrella of the mercy of Allah and we say we're not getting it. So that is why we have to realize the benefit here and the importance. Liazaham Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Qadr Sirul Aziz ki takreer dil pazir ko dil mein jamane aur amal mein lane ke liye darj zail 5 asbaq ke taur par tahreer karte hain. Asal takreer ke alfaz ko khud kashida kiya gaya aur amal mein lane ki tartib batour fawaid daraj hogi. Hazrat says that is why now we printed this kitab again. We put 5 lessons. There's 5 lessons there, and the actual bayan we underlined it. Then because it's a hard error Urdu, old Urdu, then we gave explanation in between. So what is underlined is the actual bayan. But before you even start learning this lessons, Hazrat says, Hazrat ke irshad ko parne se pehle man darja zail umur ko malhooz rakha jaye jin ko humne noor se tabir karenge. That Hazrat says, before you can even read the kitab itself and try and understand it, first do this course, then do the introductory course. And what is this introductory course? That we have termed it as Noor. He says these, like these 5 sabaks here, these Noors that we have learned, Noor-e-Awwal, the first Noor, do this, then you'll start seeing. Then when you start the kitab itself, then your heart will open up. Then you'll take benefit. So inshallah we'll start with this Noor. Then Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we open our heart and beg Allah for His mercy, that Allah make us among His close friends out of His sheer mercy. SubhanAllah.